Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Jones and Mego on WEEI.
I've done sort of a 180 on this one because for years I was of the mind, let other teams spend $300-500 million on players because it's bad business. But the game has changed, and right now, very few impact players even reach free agency. Rafael Devers is the latest example. These guys are getting locked up. When you have a generational talent like Ohtani, and you are a Red Sox team that is desperate for interest, because even if this team exceeds expectations and pulls a 2021, we all know we're just doing the same thing next offseason of shuttling out one-year contract for another one-year contract. Shohei Ohtani is someone you can hitch your wagon to as a fan, as an organization. Yes, please, Chris Gasper.
Cash money records taking over for the 99 in the 2000. Girl, you're working with me back, eh? Just back, eh? Make it woo, spin his cash, eh?
This is a mega request?
Yes, because I want you to back that truck up.
For Ohtani? I thought you just had a thing for Tomasi.
You want to back up the Brinks truck for Ohtani?
Show me, show high.
What would even the debate be? Like, I'm just curious. Who could possibly be out on that?
On Ohtani?
Yeah.
The biggest hater in the world, maybe. No but one like, else. Who else would not want him?
But so the number, what's the number that Buster had the other day, Buster Olney at ESPN? It's Jones and Mego with
Arcane. $600 million.
$600 million. Who cares? Like, honestly, who cares? In baseball, it's just about the owner putting his money where his mouth is. So who on earth would be out on Ohtani? Pay for a premium talent, and here's what I really care about, because I don't even care about the hitting or the pitching or anything else. I care that he's interesting. I care that the Red Sox would have somebody who's interesting. He pitches some nights. He hits every night. That's interesting. That would make me watch. That would make me follow the team. And this is a separate thought, but I don't think people do that for Rafael Devers, and I want to get to Devers separately. I don't think the Red Sox have that guy right now. It could have been Chris Sale. I think it was Mookie Betts when they had Mookie Betts. I don't even know that Bogarts was that kind of guy. A guy who you turn on the TV and you go, I have to watch this guy. Oh, it's an Ohtani night? Oh, wow. He's pitching and he's blasting 40 home runs? Like, that to me is the reason the Red Sox should pay him. Beyond any numbers, beyond how he would fit on the team and what they need somebody interesting. They need somebody who's worth tuning in on and watching, or tuning into, rather, and watching. I don't think they have that.
Yes, please, Chris Gasper.
And I'm sorry. I don't think that Devers is that. I just don't think they have it right now.
Ohtani to the Red Sox would fix so many things. And I feel that I can speak freely about this because it's not going to happen, because it's $600 million, has $100 million
right. There's
bigger
no chance
than
any
MLB contract. Right. But think about it.
Right.
It'd be a win-win across the board. So you get Ohtani here. All of a sudden, you have this huge star in Boston. Everybody's excited about the Red Sox again. You can't accuse the team of being cheap anymore. Look, they went out and spent on one star more than anybody ever had. And he pitches, and he's a great hitter. And then for baseball, too, the complaints have always been, oh, you know, the stars aren't on the big teams aside from the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have Ohtani on the Red Sox. You have Judge on the Yankees. Like, for the MLB, this would be great for Ohtani not to be out there with the stupid Angels who nobody cares about.
I know.
He's with the Red Sox.
So it would be good for baseball. It would be great
for... It's good for everybody.
It'd be great for us.
It's quite selfish.
No,
if they
very
don't
selfish.
Do this.
Were you in on... You just brought up the name Judge. Were you in on Aaron Judge coming to the Red Sox?
No. Why? Because he's big and old. Like,
it's the same reason.
He looks like he's going to collapse.
It's the exact same reason I was in on Judge. It's the same reason I'm in on Otani.
IKEA dresser.
I don't even care.
Where when you move it out of one apartment and you try to put it in another apartment, all the drawers collapse.
I'm telling you, I'm not paying them for their skill set or being worth the contract or anything like
or
that.
Or how much they look like an IKEA dresser.
Not that. I'm paying them because they're interesting and they're a player you would tune in for. That's why. There aren't a lot of those in baseball. Baseball does not have many. The Red Sox have zero of them. So I would have paid Judge. Is there any debate with Otani? What's the debate? I don't even get it.
I couldn't possibly imagine what the debate would be. And by the way, Judge was the MVP of the league last year and hit 62 home runs. So, I mean, there's certain guys who I think have won MVP in the past. Mike Trout's a great example. He's not really that kind of big star. Like, he's obviously a great player and one of the greatest players of all time.
He's boring, but
he's boring. You know?
But I do think I think he's the kind of star that would get people to watch in Boston.
Maybe.
I don't know if he gets people to watch
here,
in Anaheim.
But the problem is because Anaheim sucks.
Correct.
If Anaheim was good and they were in the playoffs every year, they were in the World Series every year, then people would say, it wouldn't say any of these things. But the rest of that team has been so garbage for the entire career so far of Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani that you just sort of want to free him and make the game more interesting.
So I just don't even understand. Who's out? I don't understand who's out. And I didn't really get being out on Judge either, despite his, what was it again? He moves like what?
He's like an IKEA dresser. You know, have you ever bought like an IKEA furniture? It looks nice. It functions for a while.
I understand.
And you're like, oh, it's a beautiful piece. And then you try to move it once, and then everything starts falling apart.
The Red Sox should have gotten in on Judge. They definitely should be in on Ohtani. There's not a lot of guys like this in baseball. So that's what they should be doing.
Judgy and Blast.
Because again, I don't think Devers is that. Is Devers that? You tell me. 617-779-7937. That's a reason to sit down and watch the Red Sox? I don't know. Meanwhile, speaking of Devers, I was looking at ESPN. They rank the top 100 players in baseball today. And it was a combination of ESPN experts, Aldin Gonzalez, Dave Schoenfield, June Lee, Jesse Rogers, Brad Doolittle. They broke down why each player is ranked where they are, the top 100. And Devers came in 20th, which I'm like, that seems a little low. To me, that was my reaction to it. I'm like, boy, that seems low.
And pitchers included too?
Yes.
Okay.
Not just positional players. Good question. It's pitchers, positional players, the whole thing. And then I counted it out. Rafael Devers is 9th in the American League. He's 4th in his own division. And I ask you, Red Sox fans, do we overrate Devers a little bit? Because I thought he'd be higher than that. I thought he'd be higher than 20th if you just asked me where he would fit in the top 100 before I saw this, and it's just one list. I would have had him higher than that. And if you asked me, is he better than 9th in the league and 4th in the division, I'd say, yeah, I'd hope so. They're paying him all that money. He better be. Do we overrate Rafael Devers, Mego?
Yeah, I think around here we do, just because of the state of the roster and that it's just, you know, you lose Mookie, and then you have Xander and Devers, essentially. I know J.D. Martinez, and you have some other, you know, power in there. But Devers is like the last saving grace of a team that actually could win the World Series. You know, like,
yeah.
And you just paid him. So I think it's doubling down on that investment of, okay, they were proactive with this guy. If we had to lose three players, two of whom are generational talents in Mookie and Devers, we're going to double down on Devers, that he is such an elite talent, whereas the rest of the league seemingly maybe just sees him as a top 20 player.
Well, this is what I said consistently, and Arcan, you probably know this. Like I said consistently, I'm happy they paid him, by the way. They should have paid him.
Yes.
But I said consistently, if they're only going to pay one, I disagree with that, but if they're only going to pay one, I would rather they pay Devers because he's a true MVP candidate. Is he? I'll give you the list. Ohtani's 1, Trout's 2, Judge 3, Julio Rodriguez 7, Jose Ramirez 13, Yordan Alvarez 15, Vladdy Jr. 16, Gerrit Cole 19. So in the division, it goes Judge 3, Vladdy Jr. 16, Gerrit Cole 19.
Gerrit Cole? Ahead of Devers?
I mean, Cole's nasty. He's not good against the Red Sox, and he's not great.
Gerrit Cole instead of Rafael Devers?
No, I'm saying there's better pitchers in the American League East than him. Like, McClanahan's better than him. Manoa's
I would take Alec Manoa over him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Manoa's better than him. I'm surprised that he's ranked that high. But I put those guys maybe ahead of Devers, too.
Would I personally take Devers over Cole? Probably.
Yeah.
But, okay, but this is their list. So, fine. So, he's 19th, and he's 3rd in the division? Do we overrate Devers, Arcan?
I think we do a little bit. But I also think that he is very good. I don't think that it's one of those, like, it's one of those players where, you know, like Jack Clark or something, where he's the best player on the team and so you like him, but as far as the rest of the baseball goes, he kind of sucks. He just sells jerseys because he's the best guy on the team. I do think he's a legitimate stud, and I do think that, you know, All-Star game, Silver Slugger awards, like that sort of stuff, he's not a five-tool player. No one's mistaking him for that, but that doesn't always need to be the case for a guy to be a superstar, and I think he is one.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.